After President Trump's tweets last week against four Democratic congresswomen, many people are sharing their stories of being told to, quote, go back to your country. Among them is Kanwar Singh of Malden. He's a U.S. citizen and military member. As a member of the Sikh faith, he wears a turban, and he wrote about his experiences in a piece for WBUR's Cognoscenti. Kanwar Singh joins us now to talk about this. Thanks for being with us.
Thanks a lot, Deb.
So tell us what happened when you were in Downtown Crossing last week.
Last Thursday, I was walking around 8:25 in the morning, preparing myself for the day ahead. And this woman approaches me and other people of color around me and told us, go back to your country, go back to your country, go back to your country. It was a very baffling experience in downtown Boston, a multicultural, very progressive city built by immigrants, built by people of color. And they could directly use that language against me and other people of color.
Have you experienced anything like this before?
I have. And if you ask any person of color or immigrant, you know, every single person has similar stories that they've also experienced, something like this in the past. There's a woman who messaged me this morning, actually, and she highlighted how she and her dad had experienced discrimination and racism while they were at a gas station or they were at a concert. I think if you just did a poll of Americans and people of color, immigrants in this country who perhaps look a bit different, you'll realize each one of us has that story to share.
While the leadership sets the tone, do the four congresswomen bear any responsibility here for the tone of their remarks as well?
I don't necessarily agree politically with the four congresswomen. I have policy differences. But what I do believe is, as an American, we all have the right to speak our minds, to dissent, to have constructive dialogue on policy issues. Because when we have those disputes and those discussions, we end up creating a better nation. We end up creating better policies. We end up creating better laws that work for all of us, not just a select few.
But you think the tone of disagreement has gone into an area that it shouldn't be?
For three consecutive years, hate crimes have been on the rise. When the hate crime happened against a Sikh community in Oak Creek, that directly impacted me because I knew some families that were living in Oak Creek, Wisconsin. I don't want a six-year-old kid sitting in elementary school who's being bullied because of the way they look or the way they stand out to feel that that's the America. I mean, the America that I know and I love is an America that treats everyone with dignity, respect. We can disagree without being disagreeable.
So is that what you hope comes from sharing your story?
I hope that the people who read the op-ed or perhaps listen to the segment realize that we have an obligation. We have to hold each other accountable. I should not have had to write an op-ed, for folks to realize that this was a fundamental problem. This is not a partisan issue. This is not a controversial issue. How many more Americans have to feel that they're being violated or, feel uncomfortable before we start talking about it and start acting and start calling people out whenever they spread bigotry and racism?
Kanwar Singh is from Malden. To read his Cognoscenti piece, go to our website, wbur.org. Kanwar Singh, thanks so much for being with us.
I appreciate it.